This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Back in the 1990s, Brian Hill's ska band, Regatta 69, easily drew anywhere from 500 to 700 people at weekend shows. Back then, ska was hip. And then this happened. And this. Spider Webs by No Doubt, an impression I get by the mighty, mighty Boss Tones. And so suddenly ska wasn't just for underground scenesters. It was popular, which of course proved the death of it. Brian Hill and his band continued touring Europe after the American gigs died out, but he thinks it's time for a revival stateside, and he wants to be the one to lead it. And to that end, Brian and his co-promoter, Kelly Kropelka, are putting on a concert series that tours around North Carolina. The next one, this Sunday at Blind Tiger in Greensboro, Brian Hill and Kelly Kropelka are with me in the studio to tell us more about that. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Before we go any further, we should talk about, it's called Skank Fest, right?
That's right.
But skank is also a dance.
That's right. Skank's a dance that the skosters, mostly in the late 70s, early 80s in England, developed. It was sort of a dance movement that was a rebellion to the to the higher class of people.
Yeah. So I just wanted to point that out because otherwise,
most
probably
people appreciate
probably,
the pun.
It means probably a term we wouldn't.
It means
throw
something
around
else too. We have a musical term for it too. It's also the offbeat hits that the guitars and keyboards make in the music is which is where ska gets its name from, the ska.
Scott. Can I hear it?
Yeah, it's like a...
Got it.
So that's a skank.
So now tell us about it now. How Skank Fest is happening, how often and where, Kelly?
We're trying to get a show going every 6 weeks or so wherever we can find... where we can find venues available. And we're moving around the state hoping to do performances... in the hometowns where the bands are from. We have bands from all around North Carolina. We started out in Durham with...
At Motorco.
At Motorco, at the Motorco Music Hall. That was June 12th, June 12th. And so the next one is Corporate Fandango's hometown in Greensboro at the Blind Tiger. We're hoping to do another one in Asheville where my own brother's band, Common Foundation, is from.
Give us you gave us a little idea there, Brian, but maybe you can give us a 101. Ska 101.
Ska 101. Well, ska started back in the late 50s and early 60s in Jamaica. They were trying to copy some of the records that they heard coming off the coast of New Orleans, some of the pop music from America, Motown and soul stuff. It came out a little bit different because their island music and African influences came into it, and They were basically using that vocal sound over top of their own rhythms, and it was an original rhythm, which was the skank in there. And later on, that it became halftime. So originally, ska sort of started out like this. It was like... Okay, and then it slowed down into a reggae sound in the 70s when it became more politicized. So it slowed into halftime, which was like the...
Well, I want to give folks a sense of what it was like as it was emerging and before it became ultra-pop. Let's listen to your Regatta 69 band, and this is a tune called I Want to Smack You.
More, I wouldn't feel so bad.
You get a little sample of I Want to Smack You by Regatta 69. That was done back when? When did you record that one?
That was recorded in 96. It was for Moon Ska Records out of New York City. And they commissioned the album. We were the 109th release on their label. So ska was really... the third wave of ska began back in the early 90s, around 91, 92. And came up from there, and we were sort of in the middle of that wave. I think they had about 250 releases or so by the end of the label.
Yeah.
But so we were 109, and that was recorded in Hillsboro, actually. Oh. that album.
So now you're doing a different sound. You're bringing ska back, but with a twist.
Well, my twist on it is that I started doing a singer songwriter version of it. So. This is like the same music, but it's just done by myself. And it's a little odd because reggae and ska is usually based around the bass guitar, actually, as far as what you dance to. And I don't have the bass, so I just have the guitar. So you hear the skanks and then you hear the vocals.
Let's hear it.
So this is a version of I Wanna Smack You just alone.
I just wanna smack you. I could just smack you. I wanna smack you. I could just smack you. Well, I wish I understood the friendship that we never had. Maybe if you cared more, I wouldn't feel so bad. And things might just turn around if we could communicate. We better start soon before it gets to be too late. Tomorrow be too late, tomorrow be too late, tomorrow be too late. Tomorrow be too late, tomorrow be too late, tomorrow be too late. Nah, 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 nah.
And on like that.
And Brian Hill with the solo version of I Want to Smack You, song he did back in the 90s with Regatta 69. What are you trying to do? I mean, apart from the fact that it's a lot cheaper to do that on your own with a big band.
With the scene being dead, it's a little easier to go around by myself. But and I actually haven't started touring yet alone, but that's kind of the plan in the future is to do some more national, international touring. I was in Germany about a month ago, and I did do two concerts, one in Cologne and one down in Freiburg.
Does that change what you do music? I mean, do you have to think about it differently musically?
Yeah, a little bit. And I just started on guitar about 2 years ago, so that's all new for me too. I'm the bass player and singer in the band, so guitar was all brand new to bring these to life by myself.
Desperation makes soloists of us all.
It's neat. He'll take the trumpet lines or the brass lines and put lyrics to them and vocals. Yeah, improv to them.
We've done that a lot with the. With the horn lines. Yeah.
Well, I know you've done a cover of So Lonely by The Police that demonstrates what you're trying to do emotionally. Maybe you can tell us how The Police treated that song and then what you do is so different.
Yeah, well, I like that song by The Police a lot. In fact, The Police were a really big early influence on Regatta 69. I started the band in 1988 with my high school buddies, and we first listened to, I guess, Bob Marley, and then we moved on and were listening to The Police and a lot of alternative stuff. We're just, you know, white kids from the suburbs listening to, you know, 80s rock music back then. And so that played into the influence. And So Lonely was, you know, it's kind of interesting. They're singing it pretty happy on the song. They're all, Stuart Copeland and Sting are really singing these harmonies big, and the song moves along really quickly, and there's not much emotion in it. And but when you break it down, like the lyrics and everything, I really feel like that song has, you know, a lot to say. So
can we hear it?
Yeah, I'll do a little bit.
Well, someone told me yesterday, that when you shove your love away, you act as if you just don't care. You look as if you're going somewhere, but I just can't convince myself. I couldn't live with no one else. Now I can only play that part. and sit and nurse my broken heart. So lonely, so lonely, so lonely, so lonely, so lonely, so lonely, so lonely. Now no one's knocked upon my door. Seems like a thousand years or more. All dressed up with nowhere to go. Welcome to this one man show. Just take a seat, they're always free. No surprise, no mystery. And in this theater that I call my soul, I always play the starring role. So lonely, so lonely, so lonely, so lonely, so lonely, so lonely, so lonely.
His cover of So Lonely by The Police. It's part of his one-man effort to bring back ska. It continues July 24th at Blind Tiger in Greensboro. He is here along with promoter Kelly Kropelka. Kelly, how did you get involved in this?
Well, I met Brian at, I think it was after Tornado, at Motorco Music Hall at the Dex Romweber Show in the Flat Duo Jets, right? We were talking about music. I have a background in classical music, actually, at UNCG, but talking about music and Brian's band and my brother's band in Asheville, we decided to try to pull these, you know, all these different resources together, and Brian's own connections with, you know.
King Django. Mm-hmm. King Django was coming through from New York. He was on tour in Florida. And so he was passing through, and we decided to make a date and get him in. And he was nice enough to stop in and do the show for free. Yeah. So we're offering the show free to the public. So
it's great. And it's all these sounds and influences coming together. I think that, is it revival? Is it even fair to say that, in the sense that it's really being kind of reworked? And
yeah, there might be a fourth wave. Some people say there is already. There's groups out there like the Toasters who are always pounding it hard on the road. They were the owners of the Moon Ska record label. Yeah. And they continue the tour.
What we found is in sort of connecting to our own networks, that they can connect with each other. And hopefully that's the idea, is expanding their own base of contacts.
That's right. Yeah, we plan on doing it in each major city throughout North Carolina.
I'm going to give you a chance to play yourselves out, but play us out. But I want to hear a little bit from a song that you did. This is from Regatta 69's latest album, The Aim is the Way. And it's a Berlin band playing, right?
That's right. Yeah, the band has sort of migrated overseas. And, so the guys are living in Berlin, Germany now.
It's the band there. And let's listen to a little bit of this. Out of Self Control, Regatta 69 from their latest album. Brian Hill is here with us today on the program along with Kelly Kropelka. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm going to let you play us out, but first remind everybody, Skankfest 2011 continues this Sunday, July 24th, the Blind Tiger in Greensboro. For more information, go to skankfestival.com. That's our program for today. Thanks for listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, Brian Hill, Kelly Kropelka. Too many moons. Yeah.
We joked in the valley, searching for a plateau where we could see on the level and try not to let go. Discover each other in a different light, to see everything clearer with our future in sight. Too many moons have passed overhead. Now only your shadow remains in my bed. I'm scanning the landscape, but there are fences of fire. We'll be better off one day. Where everything is bone dry, and the sand whips our faces as the sun burns our eyes.